Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Bit of a slow news day and a pretty short episode, but we're finally through the backlog. Yes, let's hit it. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. Florida is getting hammered with the passage of yet another voter suppression bill. This one reduces the time limit for requesting a mail ballot and limits Dropbox use to early voting hours, as well as requiring that they be manned by an election office employee. The bill also prevents Dropbox locations from being changed within 30 days of an election, though that one seems a good thing. This is actually a watered-down version. The original bill had proposals to require presenting ID to use a Dropbox or outright banning Dropboxes. Perhaps Florida should change their slogan to "Where Democracy Goes to Die." But democracy's not the only thing under renewed attack by Republican legislators. State houses have signed 28 bills in just the last week restricting abortion, and 61 bills this year, spurred by a supermajority of conservatives in the Supreme Court. 8 of these would outlaw abortion entirely if Roe v. Wade is overturned. The secondary purpose of these bills is to do just that, by creating a case that can be elevated to the Supreme Court. At this pace, 2021 could see the greatest number of bills attacking abortion rights since Roe v. Wade. The issue should be decided in Congress, but gridlock there, resulting from the filibuster, means it gets pushed off onto the courts, encouraging legislation from the bench. Fellow Yangganger Boyce's longtime ambition has come to fruition. TheTrickleUp.com now has its own brand of hats. They currently have a white baseball cap with the Trickle Up logo, which looks awesome. Every purchase will help support Yangang Media everywhere. The link to buy them should be up sometime today, so keep an eye out, but you can get a peek right now at the link below. Yang received endorsements from the Fujianese Association and Foundation, Chang Li Association, and maybe other Chinese-American organizations in Chinatown yesterday. It wasn't made very clear who exactly was endorsing, to be honest. Andrew has added another small policy for investing in projection mapping around the city. This is the use of projectors and building mapping to make buildings a canvas for a light show. It could raise morale and tourism, allow a new avenue for communities to express their identities, make the city more vibrant, and give work to digital artists. Check out some examples at the link below. Finally, with less than a couple months to go until voting begins, Evelyn and the Women for Yang Gang are having a phone banking party for New York City today, May 5th at 5 p.m. Eastern. You can join them from anywhere. Training and assistance is included. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share the voter suppression and abortion bills. Snag your trickle-up hat. Join Women for Yang's phone banking party. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.